Yeah, the good thing about us, the resolve to win, you know, 10 points down or 9 points down. I thought Nate was a big influence at the when we put him in at the fourth. He was, you know, a couple of baskets under the hoop, big block for us to get a shot violation, and we got some momentum at the end, and to finish that pretty strong is pleasing for a game that you don't play too well. Yeah, you're right. It was look, there's a great amount of trust within the group, and even though we've had, you know, a couple of guys who are pretty quiet, we you know, Dollar passes the ball to Damo in the corner for a wide open three, and then our defence was pretty good down the stretch to hold them to 12 points that last quarter, and you know, it was a good finish, but not a really great game. Oh, look at it. You know, they got a big blow with Starks, which is hammy, that, you know, when you got your point guard can't play, you know, it throws stuff into the wild a little bit. You know, we had that start of the year with Damo not playing and we had to make some adjustments. So they made some really good adjustments on the fly, but, you know, down the stretch, that's where the, you know, your captain leader takes control.
What did you make of Nate's game, obviously?
Yeah, no, it was good. We knew that first time back here in, what, 8 years, 8, 9 years, he had a big contingent of family and friends, and he wanted to do well, but he was great to put that aside and play the game. And, you know, he's a competitor that he is. He got us back in the game. We rode his back in the last quarter to get back in it. You know, that trap, we probably had a little bit too many turnovers. We didn't have good patience and poise under that pressure, and that's something we'll learn from. Look, I think he did a great job of putting that aside. He knew what it is. We didn't build it up any more than, you know, it was a bit of media yesterday. But, you know, that's a professional athlete, puts that aside and plays hard, and I thought he did that. Yeah, it was our leading scorer, and, you know, those blocks that he had came really timely fashion.
How do you enjoy coaching him? Has it been what you expected to have him around the team? Just, I guess he brings a fair bit of experience.
He is... just the chemistry, you know, he's such a big influence on the game, and his chemistry around the team, it's fun to be around. You know, he's still working back into his health and fitness and getting to the peak condition, and we're working hard with him to get that back. And you can see his improvement from when he came into camp, and, you know, it's our chemistry is as good as I've ever been at the Wildcats, and Nate's a big part of that too. Yeah, look, Cairns, they played exceptionally well on the defensive end. We've got to make some, get our timing a little bit better against pressure, but, you know, we're just over halfway. There's still a lot to go on.
Tom, you guys head down to
Tanfield
now. I think I can sort of state you guys haven't won the Sunshine Swing since both leagues of it since 97. How are you guys sort of, is that sort of motivation? Obviously, there's been a fair bit of rivalry between you and the Crocs so far this year.
Yeah, well, you know, the two games they've beaten us, we've, you know, we haven't been on our best game, and, you know, we want to make amends for that, and we really want to come out of this road trip with another win. That's our mindset for it. They're a good team, and, you know, they play very hard, so we've got to make sure that we're playing our A game and making sure we rest up well and really execute what the coaching staff puts forward.
Yeah, have you just been off your game, or have they sort of had you, do they sort of just match up well against you, or what's been sort of different this year?
Yeah, I mean, they just play hard. You know, they never think they can lose a game. They're going to go out hard. Doesn't matter if they're down 40 or if they're up 20, they're going to keep playing hard. So, you know, they're a tough team to go because they don't give up. So, you know, you've got to make sure that you're giving the same effort they are. Otherwise, you know, they're going to get over the top of you.
Trevor, a bit is made of the NBL being a small league, but it seems like you guys in New Zealand have the biggest front court and you're up the top. Is that, do you think that's right to win a championship in this current NBL right now?
I hope so. Too late now for us, isn't it? But, yeah, look, it's always been a small, but you got the big guys coming back. Ogilvy, Nate coming back, Kazoo coming back, and Tommy's emergence as a player. It's, you know, it's a great, it's the best talent I've seen it. And it's, you know, it's going to take something special to win it. And hopefully that, you know, we're up there challenging for it. And that's certainly our goal.
Trevor,